Number 48. What's going on?
I think we did 49, but this one's 48.
Well, yeah. Let me do a little explaining for those of you guys listening to the show. The pilot 49 was posted last week.
And we're Marty. I'm Marty and you're Doc, right?
That's right. And
we're Back to the Future.
Marty! We are going back to the future. I guess we're going back to the past. Yeah. I guess that's part two. Part two is so confusing. Back to the future.
That's the one they go into, like, he's a cowboy, right?
I meant part three. Part three is so confusing. Yeah. But we're going back to the past because originally we had some audio for the pilot 48. So we kind of have it out there. We were recently in New Orleans. And it was mayhem, sheer pandemonium.
Who dat?
And but we didn't get to put the show out, and so then we recorded 49. We had an awesome opportunity with Merle Jagger. Fantastic show, by the way, Fonz.
Yeah, it was really good. I just heard it today.
It was
really,
freaking really great.
Good. I was there, but I heard it today.
good. But nonetheless, there's so much we wanted to talk about with regard to NOLA and everything that happened before the pilot 49. So we're just going to roll and do pilot 48. And it's a great show. It's a great show. But before we start, we got to get back to our roots, Fonz.
We do. I'm pouring mine in a cup so I could share some of this Arrogant Bastard Ale in a can.
I kind of liked it. It was a little mashup, a little like a DJ. It was like a little mashup. It had me drinking and you pouring. But what you're pouring here is you got Arrogant Bastard Ale in a can.
In a can. Doesn't it look awesome?
I love it. And in the words of Wayne and Garth on the bottom, it says, "You're not worthy." I guess it's we're not worthy, but that's awesome.
It's
man.
A black can with the devil right there saying Arrogant Bastard Ale.
In a can.
It's awesome. That's Have you cool. seen the I think it's a Bud Light or yeah, I think it's Bud Light sponsor with the black can, the Raider black can?
Oh, it's sick.
It's
yeah.
pretty cool. I need to get one of those.
I was reading that they went the minimalistic approach, I guess. It's like just it's plain, right? It's just plain black Bud Light and then NFL team logo. So that's freaking cool. Sorry.
You had to bring it up.
No worries. It's just beer talk.
Yeah.
We fancy ourselves drinkers of cheap and the fine. dude, great show. It is, you know what, Fonz? It is the artisan show.
The artisan show.
It is the Back to the Future, Back to the Past, crafted. The artisan show.
It's handcrafted.
Handcrafted, man. Gluten-free.
Gluten-free, no preservatives, fresh, picked off the vine, ripened.
Freaking indie hipster friendly show, dude.
Yes,
it's a great show. You know, it always occurred. I'm like, what does that word mean? Like it, like to me, I thought artisan meant you're just gonna pay more.
Oh yeah, that's what I automatic. Thought it was. You're not wrong.
Okay.
Not wrong. Yeah,
I thought that was a legit definition, and I later came to find out that if it's handmade, it becomes artisan, or you can then use the word artisan if it's handmade.
Yeah.
But what like everything's handmade, right? I mean, what about assembly? Is if you assemble something like IKEA products, is that artisan?
Because I put it together.
Yeah, I put it together. Yeah. I mean,
I'm an artisan.
There is some skill. You have to make sense out of the little caricatures on that thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, dude, can't you just do it like German? That long booklet of German, Spanish, French.
No. All divided into all like divide, pages.
Yeah, because at first you're like, damn, it's going to take forever. And then you get happy because it's only like four pages. You're like, yes.
And then you drop paint on the English part, so you have to read it in Spanish, which takes you 10 times longer. You're like, fuck.
Or you read
My Spanish is not that great.
You read the first two, and then you're like, I got steps 3 to 50. I'm good. And then you fuck up somewhere like fucking step
you have extra
40.
Parts?
Yeah. And you're like, fuck. What?
Then you like realize that you actually have to disassemble everything because you missed a fucking step.
And like, then it becomes unartisan. You know what I mean? Like, so things that are artisan. A massage, is that artisan?
Yeah, you would think so. It's handmade, right?
Handmade.
Yeah.
A hand job?
A hand job?
It's artisan, I guess.
Your burger at Jack in the Box?
It's handmade. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's art. Yeah, so why isn't that artisan?
Well, now they're trying to use some of those stuff, those words, those fucking...
pub burgers or whatnot. Yeah. Pretzel bun. Pretzel buns.
Pretzel buns.
I can artisan a pretzel bun. I can put my hands on a pretzel bun.
Domino's pizza is artisan?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I'm just confused by that word. We'll get someone who will like hug us up and really tell us what that means. But
so if I wipe my ass, that's artisan?
Dude, that's an artisan wipe, bro. Yeah. No, only if the toilet paper rips. You got to break the barrier. You know what I mean? It's got to be hand. It's got to be hand, not
glove. You imagine how much toilet paper we actually waste? Because most of the time, it's just to protect your hand from not getting shit on it, right? So you roll it up more, but it only wipes like a little piece. So you're like the percentage of ass wipe to like the hand cover is a lot less, right? So you're wasting a lot of paper.
I don't know, man.
So if it rips, you're environmentally friendly now.
But hey, you know, it's not our fault we're getting this far in the show. It's an artisan show. I'm confused. That's what confusion leads you to. Poop humor.
Poop humor, sorry. You can edit that out if you need to.
Nah, it is pretty funny. What's up, dude?
What's
How
up,
are man? You? What's going on?
Oh my God, bro. I'm so excited.
You celebrated a birthday?
I did. I went to Frisco. I celebrated a birthday over there. Fun times, fun times. Of course, I had to go to an Irish bar over there. It's called the Irish Bank, my favorite bar there now in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's just dark and friendly and, like, you know, just an Irish bar. What you think of an Irish bar, you know, how comfortable it feels to just walk in there and just get a Guinness and a Jameson and just hang out and time flies and just something about Irish bars that I just love, dude. I think I'm Irish from the drink down, you know? So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Drink down.
So we had a good time in Frisco, but while I was in Frisco, I got the news that that I'm moving. I got the news.
That's right.
That I'm moving to Long Beach. I don't even know the zip code in Long
Beach. To the LB, what you telling me? Come on, the zip code.
Yeah, the zip code.
It's like 908, a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
908, like 141503.
All right, so I you don't know my zip code. It's probably different, right?
Yeah, I think you might be 1-4.
1-4, all right.
908-1-4.
Sweet. So yeah, we're moving to Long Beach, man. Next month.
You're in the LB. You're gonna be within the confines of Snoop, Warren G,
Carmen Diaz,
Cameron Diaz,
Cameron Diaz, yeah.
Freaking Fluffy.
Fluffy's for Long Beach.
Fluffy, a Long Beach Wilson grad. Sublime.
Yeah. All the famous people. I saw that. I was checking.
Walter from the Walter and Fawn show.
Yes. we're gonna put our own star in Long Beach, bro.
That's
like
right.
Hollywood Walk of Fame. We're gonna have our own star right there.
That's right. We'll put it on there on some random residential street on my front yard. So what?
So yeah, dude, I'm super excited. We got our place over there. So yeah, I'm sure we'll be able to do more shows, and just. I can't wait to get home and just start riding my bicycle all over Long Beach, checking out the whole scene.
I am personally just excited. I'm thrilled that you're moving out there. I mean, no one loves breakfast as much as I do than you do. So just to join forces, to be a Voltron, to be a friggin' Voltron crew rolling up to just everywhere, dude, it's just even better. It's better, badder. It's awesome.
I just think, like, I always wanted, like, to be a regular somewhere. Like, just a regular, hey, Fonz, how you doing? You know, just walk in and they know you. And, oh, what are you going to eat? They don't even have to, like, take your order. They already know what you're going to order, right? So I always wanted to be that. And because of L.A. and because of Southgate and because of everywhere, I've gone everywhere. So I never had, like, a place where that was mine. And that
yeah,
was, like,
you. Yeah.
So now I think I'm going to have something like that.
Dude, I remember the first place ever I was a regular.
Upstairs?
At your mom's house. Hey, Walter, you want a drink? Yeah, I still got to go to first period.
Was that Sebas? Was that Sebas in the fridge asking you? Because he beat you there?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. Yeah, man, it's really cool. It's just, I love Long Beach. The people that live in Long Beach, a lot of people have pride in Long Beach. I mean, people have pride in their city all around, but it's something unique to me. And that, you know, I liked it, and so that's why I stay there. It's cool. I love LA. I'm an Angelino. Edge.
It's like the last city, right, in LA County?
Yeah, it's still LA County. You know, it's Long Beach, but it's still LA County. It's no different than being in Southgate with regard to LA or like whatever. But it's just a bigger city. I mean, there's a lot of differences. Like, we have our own police department and stuff like that, but still, it's LA County. You can still rock a Dodger hat.
I was reading, like, you know, things you need to know about Long Beach. It's like, all right, it's LA County, but it's not LA, and it's not Orange County.
Oh,
it's Long Beach. It's like its own thing.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, but yeah, it's that, but it's still all right. It's still all right. Like, you can tell, dude. I'm not lying. You can tell when you drive south, when you get on PCH, and he says now entering Orange County. It's just different. Even the Mexican food's made different. I'll say it again. Long Beach, you better step your game up. But everything, you can tell. Orange County and then L.A. County. And but it's a good, it's like L.A.'s stepson right there on the side. Like, they just kind of forget, right? But then it's like, I'm going to build my own identity then. I'm just going to do that. But it's still part of L.A. County.
I'm excited, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, there's so many. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
World, expect a lot once this dude moves over there.
Yes. Let's do this. Cheers on that.
Cheers to that. Yeah. Well, congratulations, man.
Thanks, bro. Thank you.
By the way, I think you're a solid mile from my house.
Am I?
1 mile. That's it. That's cool. That's it. So if I'm conditioned, I can get there in 7 minutes. Conditioned and hammered, because I can just drive. Yeah, man. Dude. I got to tell you, I got in a freaking car accident or a fender bender, or not even a fender bender. Someone just scratched my car. Like, they pushed.
A bumper scratcher?
A bumper scratcher. And I don't know how to handle bumper. Like, I don't know the rules. Like, bumper scratchers are so, it's a headache, dude. Like, do you replace the whole part? How can you just, like, if you're telling someone, that person's telling you, like, oh, I'll fix the scratches, but you already have other scratches, but it's like, well, I can't, like, just cut that piece off for you to fix. You have to fix the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I don't want to live with scratches, right? You know what I mean? And then, like, the insurances make it weird because of the deductibles. So it's like, if it's under the deductible, then, what, you know, out of pocket. Then if it's out of pocket, you got to trust that person. It's like, I wish insurance companies would just have, like, a paragraph on that shit. Like, proper procedures to make your life easier.
Yeah.
Like, one, leave us alone and do this. Then I would know. I'll leave you alone. Then I won't do it.
Yeah. If it's like, if it's under your deductible, like, you feel like you should fuck up your car so that at least you can get your money's worth. You're like, lady, ram me more a little bit harder so I could fucking get my money's worth here.
Yeah, exactly.
Or your money's worth because you hit me.
Ma'am, can you just come hard? Can you just do it?
Yeah.
So that's weird. That's the crappy stuff. The good stuff, I ended up just telling her, give me some cash. I just said, give me a cash. And she was like, she said something like, I'll PayPal it to you. I don't know what she, like, you can like send it, you can send, have PayPal or a pay company, like a, whatever it is.
Yeah. There's Apple a bunch pay. Of them, like Apple Pay, and they'll your
like,
bank.
I'll get a check in the mail Apple Pay or whatever pay it is. Not from her, like. It's not going to be like a check that reads like a normal check. It's like Apple Pay will send me a check through her or whatever. It was weird. I was like, I don't know if I should believe you now. I don't know. I said cash. I didn't say something random in a hologram or whatever.
Disney credits or what the fuck?
Bitcoins. Bitcoin. I don't know what. Is that even a thing still? Kidney was talking about that like 10 years ago.
What, Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Kidney create Bitcoins? Is that why he's no longer in this podcast?
Probably he's just rich, collecting his Bitcoins.
Rich as fuck. We got his chicken, Dad.
But only on computer.
I got your chicken.
By
the way, the third person or the third member of our show today is this Frank?
It's Frank, yeah.
Is Frank. Frank is a rubber chicken. Fonz, explain what the rubber chicken is.
So me and Kid... our friend, our fantasy football league companion. Well, every year we have a game. I think we talked about it too before on the show. But every year we have one game where we battled it out for, it's called the rubber chicken battle, right?
Yeah.
The rubber chicken battle. The battle for the rubber chicken, something like that. So so every year we play for fantasy football, and whoever wins takes the chicken home with him. So the chicken
won last year.
Yeah, I won last year, so the chicken's with me all this whole year.
He's hanging out with the show tonight.
Yeah, so he's the and in the Walter and Fawn show.
There it is. Good job. Dude, I wanted to tell you. So have you heard of, I asked you, and I don't think you had, Grantville.
No.
All right, this is, I was talking to a guy who writes for this, and like, this is crazy. I definitely wanted to bring, this is total podcast material. Like, Grantville is crazy. It's been going on for a while, since like the early 90s. I think 92 maybe? 92. All good things come out in 92, Fonz, I got to tell you. But it came out like...
It's Grantville?
Grant.
Grantville. Like Horace Grant.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yep. So this Grantville is like a science fiction book that was originally published in the 90s. I'm trying to look up when it was originally published. But in the early 90s. So what it was this science fiction book. But it was like a coal mining town in West Virginia. And what happened was that whole town of about 3,000 people, they got transferred, or they got transferred or relocated,
transported
to 16th century Germany during the 30 Years War. And the 30 Years War is a war that's like killed more people than like a bunch of the biggest wars combined.
Okay.
Like cardiovascular disease ain't got nothing on the 30 Years War. And so what happens is they get transported, and so there are all these people and the whole town, so the people and their possessions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so all the like technology that they had at the time, it just gets transported to that day.
Yeah, to like early Germany. And so what ends up happening is they like teach, like they have weapons, antibiotics.
So they take over, like they're teaching everybody else everything?
Well, they're also the minority, like there's still more people than them, right?
Yeah.
So that's what the book is about. So Grantville is this book. So the Grantville Gazette is the universe of that, like all the stories and sub stories
that can
happen within that. Like, okay, you can think of anything, like think about anything, like medicine,
transportation, just anything, right?
Yeah. Guns, like whatever they brought, like in the storyline. So the Gazette is, they write these subplots off of these novels. And if you get enough of a following of people, like, so you write these little sub stories, and if people follow it enough, or like it makes attention, then that becomes like what they call the anthology, and then they write off of that one, and then eventually they turn it into a novel or whatever it is. But it's so huge. And so Grantville is, the author is Eric Flint. And so what happens is, because there's so many storylines, they now let fans write.
Okay. There's other, like, there's fan stuff for pretty much anything now. So like, if you're like a Harry Potter fan, there's spin-offs of that, like fans writing about that Harry Potter universe. So there's a bunch of like different, that's pretty cool though. Grantville.
Grantville, yep.
So, and you know someone that writes for that?
So I met someone who's working on his third one. And I guess when you've published three, you become like, you get credit. Like you're a freaking official, like you can call yourself a publisher in within the science fiction ranks, I guess. I don't know. But okay. But it's a big deal to have three. So he's working on his third one. But like in the storyline, like the girls, there's like these sisters, family of sisters, and they have all their Barbies. And so their plastic isn't invented. So Barbie is like, you know, they're like, yeah, what is this? These dolls, like, you know, and then they have the arms and limbs. And so like the kings want them, the high kings,
oh, shit,
like they want them. So they pay like crazy top dollar for him, like millions of dollars for like one Barbie. And then so these sisters, one of them, the oldest one, she had at the time, she was going, because it's 1990, she was an economics major, and so or a business major, and so she was like, you know, let's sell them and let's invest our money. And so they ended up, like, they owned the banks, They end up buying the banks. So it's like a group of women.
Barbies?
Because like it's a, they're paying like a, because all the kings are paying like $1 million for them or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like, there's just random, like, if you're creating a universe, you can go like anywhere with that shit.
Yeah. That's
like, you can go random everywhere. And so I was like, what are you talking about, dude? And I was like, tell me again. So yeah, he was saying it's a Grantville. And so I looked it up and it was like, it's crazy. It totally is. And I go, so I can read your work? And he's like, you can, but it's like, because you have to pay for the subscription of the website to read all the stories.
Yeah.
He's like, or I can just email you like what I've done. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm totally interested. That's freaking gnarly.
So like, if you wanted to get started on reading the Grantville, is there like a book, a physical book that you could pick
up? Yeah, the original book was published like in 1990, around there.
Okay.
And it's a science fiction book. And yeah, that's you can pick it up and start there, and then from there move on to the other stuff.
And oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I was just like, I had never heard of such a thing, and then, like, you're saying that happens. Who follows it? Who are like, why have I never heard of it? And the second is like, how's it so big that like, who the hell is following that?
Well, you figure like, you know, especially like for books, in between books and Star Wars or whatever it would be, like you read it all. So you read it probably more than once. So you want to just still stay in that universe, and people start writing it. So you're like, you still want to be involved. So you'll read anything that comes around, you know? Especially if they're good writers, you're like, oh, I just want to keep reading.
I want to keep reading that guy the way he tells that story.
Yeah, and they're still in that same universe. Like, you know, like the comic books, you know, like the Marvel and everything. It just branches off to all kinds of other shit, you know?
Totally.
So you still want to stay in that kind of universe. I get it. It's pretty cool, though, man.
Yeah, and then to think that, like, out of all things, that's random, though, right? West Virginian town, 3,000 people in 1990. Maybe the guy has a West Virginia tie or something like that. Anyway, check it out, dude. It's fucking dope. I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Those are two of my what's up, the good and the bad. But this is the freaking the artisan show, handmade. And the turn back the clock, time travel, NOLA.
NOLA, dude.
Fonz, we went to NOLA.
Yeah. How'd you like that, man?
Well, that was my first time going to NOLA.
And that's New Orleans to everybody else.
It is just sheer pandemonium. It's just sheer pandemonium. It is a dirty, dirty, dirty town, and I love it because that's my scene. I think all I wore was cutoff t-shirts and shorts. And no socks.
You fit right in with everybody else.
That's all I wore. Yeah, yeah, right. That's exactly what I wore. Well, with the exception, it started with me having to go there and then you saying, like, I'm going with you. And then it was like, all right, let's fucking roll. Let's roll tape. And then Gil, last minute,
he heard through the grapevine.
He heard through the grapevine. So he just fucking caught on the flight. And, but you know what? I loved it because those are my kind of like Austin's like that, where it's like you don't need dress clothes. I mean, you could if you want to go to a certain place, but you don't need it. You don't need that stuff. And it was just amazing, man. I love the freaking, it's an old city, like just driving from the airport to NOLA, like pass by the cemetery, just the old stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one of the observations I saw was black Catholics. A lot of black Catholics or black people with Jesus Christ stuff.
A lot, yeah.
From where we are in California, I don't see a lot of that.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, that's different. And then I think I asked you, I'm like, what's with all the Catholicism? And I'm like, oh, New Orleans Saints. okay. Or the Christianity ties, right? Yeah. Maybe it's not Catholicism, but whatever recognizes Jesus. But yeah, the Saints. And then later what brought to my attention was like, duh, Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday is the day before Lent, which is a Catholic holiday.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah. And then the Saints, I was like, oh, okay.
It all starts to make sense.
And then there's a Loyola Marymount out there, right? But I loved it, dude. I love the type of town where it's just old and like, you had the little trolley, and then it was cool. You tell me your observations.
I love that city, man. It's so old, so awesome. It's green. It's it's like the mixture of people,
the plant life, right? Between every single unit of like place or living is just,
if you just let it go, like wildlife and plants are just going to grow everywhere, you know, just so humid that like a seed's going to pop up and just destroy your home because you left it there for like a year, you know. Just it's the place, the food is amazing. I mean, they never stop serving alcohol, so if you're thirsty, you can always find a drink. You know, there's Igor's.
Igor's. We stayed next to an Igor's. That place is like Grand Theft Auto, like when you die and then you start all over. Like, that's where we would start every morning. I go to Igor's.
like you can find like a hooker, a stolen car, a burger to re-energize, a drink. You can wash your clothes, play a game of pool to make some money. I mean,
total Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. That's the best analogy we can make of where we were and then how we started our day.
Oh, and you could gamble too, right?
And you can gamble there. Gamble. Yep, exactly. That's fun. That was fantastic.
And they're open 24 hours.
And then Bourbon Street. Like, Bourbon Street is just the filthiest. And even the weather made it filthy. It was pouring and it was still like high 80 degree weather. It was freaking crazy. But Everything's 3 for 1. 3 for 1.
Yeah.
So like if you had to buy something, it was 3 for 1.
For like 10 bourbon. Bucks, right?
It for like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Or it was like, 10, 12 bucks. And it's like, well, what if I just want one? It's like, same price, homie. Well, they don't say homie out there, but they're like, same price. And I was like, okay. I found myself like, I found a big giant cup, like a big cup. And then I would be like, can I get one of those and everything else? Because I don't have three hands to hold the drinks and everything else just poured in this cup. Whatever I'm buying, whatever, this green crap, just I'll take one of those and then just pour the rest in this cup. And then I'll find a blue thing and then I'll be like, can I have one of those? I just pour the rest in this cup. And then that now became pink because of the green residue. Like it was just like different drinks of the different colors of the rainbow. 3 for 1. And it was just like, I'm glad you and Gil were there because we can actually ration them off.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, it was just like, I just had this giant bucket with my normal drink. Hey, how's it going? And no one thought that was weird. That was the funny part. Yeah. No one thought that was weird.
That place is amazing, dude. But you know what? This time, what I really liked is we went to a preservation hall.
Oh yeah,
it's like one of the oldest like jazz and blues places in like New Orleans.
And they jammed, huh?
Oh my god, it's like these guys were amazing. I think I put a video on YouTube on that. I think so. But man, it's just the jams, the history of that, just that place itself is just amazing. It's just, man, I just want to like live there for like a year at a preservation hall, not anywhere else. Just for the music, there. Just for that music.
And the 3 for 1.
And the 3 for 1.
All right, let me tell you this. Let me ask you a question. Say Anthony Bourdain calls us up. He says, you know what? I think you guys are absolutely retarded, but my producers asked me to call you. I'm doing a show. I got 14 hours to be in New Orleans. What are the three things based off of your trip that I should do?
Okay, Igor's is one of them.
All right.
Igor's is one of them. You have to take the trolley. Everybody has to take
the trolley. Take the trolleys, too, and then we'll be the third one. The festival, what would you say, where the jazz was?
Preservation
and
Hall.
And Preservation Hall.
Yeah, Preservation Hall would be the place to go. That would be my number one. Anybody that goes to New Orleans has to hang out at Preservation Hall, check out a band. Hopefully it's the band that we saw because they were fucking amazing. But when we passed by later, there was other bands and they were just as good as them, you know?
Yeah,
just, but these guys, they were pretty young guys, right?
Yeah, some kiddos, but they freaking came. They brought, because you know what? They brought the energy.
Yeah.
Young, you're freaking passionate. You know what I mean?
These guys, I mean, they just, man, they had some soul in them. They had some songs. Just, they were like oozing New Orleans, you know. It just it was amazing. It was awesome.
I want to go again. I loved it. I had a great time. People are friendly. I absolutely love the accents.
Mm-hmm.
It is just really cool to hear the accents. Everyone, you know, out here, there's a reason. Like, here's the thing. Like, I get it. USC is an awesome school, and the Pac-12, you have Stanford and Oregon. But the West Coast, like, it's the best coast, meaning everything. We have everything.
Yeah.
People out there just like legit live and die football, SEC football, like straight up from the moment you're off the airport to the freaking moment you hop on your plane back home, it is just football. Like, I mean, there's other things like jazz and stuff like that, but yeah. It's, you can just like, when I was taking the trolley, I'd find people with like just different SEC hats, like Georgia, Auburn, like, cause they're all from the area, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And they just, everyone's wearing their stuff and you just try conversation with people. And it was just like, that's
they're a diehard.
That's it. That's, yeah. That's, we're here, we love football. That's what we're going to do. Like, it's just like, they got that act. I was just like everyone, the wife, the old lady, the wife, the sisters, the daughters, the everyone, and the grandmas.
The drivers were really cool too. Like, the drivers are always hardcore. Like, the trolley drivers, they know the shit, dude.
That trolley, dude, I forget the
St. Charles.
Wait, Charles, that was trolley. The stop? Oh, it's called the St. Charles trolley. Yeah, uh-huh. That drops you off right in front of Bourbon Street. And those guys just, they love their jobs. They must have a ridiculous pension or something, because those are just fucking around and it's fun.
I feel bad for the Uber drivers in New Orleans though, man, because you know people go there and have their drinks, and sometimes they have too many drinks.
3-for-1, dude.
3-for-1 will fuck you up, man.
My question is, when does that, that's supposed to be a special, when does that not go on?
It's like Kohl's, bro. Have you ever been inside Kohl's, the store? No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's always like a...
There's always a special. Have you ever seen anything that's not on special?
No.
Never.
Nothing. Yes, you're fucking exactly right, dude. It's like, when isn't there a special? And I'm just like, can I have a beer? It's $14. All right. Well, then what can I get? One beer and like this giant bucket of purple slush. Like...
They're like, fuck, I paid $14. I'm going to drink the whole thing.
Oh, man. It's freaking, it is awesome, dude. I really enjoyed the cemetery, the like driving through the freeway, and the size of there's a reason why it's called the Superdome, dude. It is huge, bro.
You did like that?
It is huge, yeah. It's freaking cool. I had a blast. It was great. I did not spend enough time. But NOLA, Walton Fawn Show does NOLA.
NOLA.
Thanks for Gil coming out. He's the man. It's cool.
Thanks for the hand grenades and the drinks, Gil.
Yeah, what's a hand grenade made of? Remember I asked her? She said, I can't tell you.
Yeah, I can't tell you. But I think it has, most of them have 151.
151. Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, that fucks you up.
All right, man. You want to take a break?
Yep.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. A spell on you. Now we can say we're back to the future. Now we're present day. We recap NOLA. NOLA was fantastic. I barely remember it. I think I've barely sweated out every single rainbow colored drink 3-for-1 out there. And now we're back to the future. Now we are talking about Olympics. The Olympics are finally here, Fonz.
How does that Olympic song go?
Which one? Oh, yeah. No, that was last year's. Last year's London Olympics theme. Or 4 years ago, last Olympics. What's going to be this year's? Dun, dun, dun. It's going to be the paramedics, everyone going to the hospital.
There was a. I just read today that there was a Russian diplomat that shot a mugger from Brazil with his own gun. So he was getting mugged after. I guess he was standing there when the torch was passing by, and the mugger came up and tried to like mug the dude, right? So he turned a gun on him and shot the mugger with his own gun.
He had a gun?
Yeah.
I guess you have it if you're a diplomat or what?
No. It was the mugger's own gun.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
He shot his own mugger's gun.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the Russians. They're on fucking steroids.
Well, they can't compete.
They can't compete, so they're just hanging out.
They're hanging out. Yeah, no kidding, dude. Shooting muggers. There's 10,500 total athletes to compete.
Damn.
I wonder how many of those are Salvadorians. Last Olympics, I think there was two in the ceremony. It was two.
And they're runners, right? Were they runners?
I think long one, distance runners. Yeah, I think they were runners. Yeah.
Marathoners.
Yep.
Exactly. Most of the time, like our Central Americans.
What are you excited to see?
You know, I always love the personal stories. Oh man, I was watching some of the personal stories on the ESPN E30 or E60.
Yeah.
E60s. Oh man, those are awesome. So they showed the gymnast. She's a little short girl, short gymnast. She's gonna be like the bomb to watch. Bales or something like that. I can't remember her name.
Okay.
But I like the personal stories. They're pretty interesting.
Yeah,
but
the human interest stories, huh?
Yeah, and then like online, I'll like to watch some of like the badminton and some of the weird sports that they're not going to show on prime time and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love those. That stuff. I get a kick out of that stuff.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like fuck, these dudes have trained all their lives or like
for that.
And it's just, it's pretty cool. It's just a trip.
I'm interested in seeing pole vault.
Okay.
The weightlifting. I mean, aside from the super ones, like the primetime ones, like the swimming and the track and field.
Yeah, those are automatic, right?
Yeah, those are automatic. Yeah. But like the pole vault, I want to see the triple jump and the Olympic weightlifting. Boxing's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think it is. But those are the ones I want to see that are kind of off. Oh, is table tennis?
Yeah.
I want to see table tennis for sure, dude.
So there's climbing now and surfing. It's like, what if you get a bad wave or like there's a bad day when you're going to go surfing, there's no surf? You're fucked. You're like, all right, I practiced for 4 years. I guess I'll just go surf somewhere else and make more money.
Yeah.
Make more money off of my sponsors. You know, fuck it, whatever.
For real.
You know, surfers are so cool. They're like, no big deal.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Dude, I'm on the CNN .com website because I typed up 16 or I just typed up facts about Rio Olympics. 450,000 condoms will be distributed to athletes. That's 42 condoms per person.
Holy shit.
I'm interested to see who throws her back out. I'm interested in 9 months how many kids have little heads.
Dude, you had 42 condoms and you didn't use one.
I couldn't buy one.
There's gonna be a black market for condos right there, just selling them. I got 42.
Hey, for real, dude. That's crazy. Yep, that's crazy.
42 per person.
42 per person. Get down.
Damn. That. I want to see who wins a gold in that sport.
Nope. You got gold, silver, bronze, and lambskin. That's the fourth place.
And pregnant.
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
And Zika pregnant.
Hey, dude. Little head, dude. Little head. Hey, you dip the head, you get little head. 9 months later.
Little head reminds me of the fucking, the dude from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to come out like that.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? Still, there's still going to be freaking mom and dad's still going to be an Olympic athlete. So that little head's going to be able to throw a hammer or like a freaking discus.
Whatever you have to move your head out of the way of, that kid's going to do really good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, but I'm excited. It's cool. This is the time of year. I love it, dude. Because you can just keep it on. And then now with cable, you have multiple channels so you can see more random sports, dude.
And now I'm you could record pretty much everything or rewatch it and everything. Yep. It's pretty cool.
And you got the Bob, like you said, the Bob Costas effect. What did you hear about Bob Costas?
Well, you know, everybody's like complaining about like the Rio Olympics, saying that, you know, it's going to be a mess, that they didn't build anything, that it's going to be dirty, the pools and everything. But then you have Bob Costas to make everything better.
Yes, right. You know,
he's going to make it sound amazing.
And people, especially the people who are listening to our show, guys, it always works out. Remember the Vuvuzelas of South Africa, Sochi Olympics with the wolves in the hotels? They're still going to be great. And you're at the comfort of your living room, dude. You're fine.
You're not going to get Zika.
Nothing's going to happen.
Unless you live in Florida.
Or Santa Ana. this is, they're entertainers. Be entertained. Well, I guess the scare is in making everyone uncomfortable. That plays into it. You're still entertained, right? If you're scared. But there's like notable golfers that aren't doing the golf, even though golf is back. The golf courses are like wreck, like they're like borderline wreck courses, like yellow grass kind of just put together.
They're gonna paint over it like they did. Like they're just gonna be like superimposed green when we see it on TV, but over there it's gonna be like yellow and dirt. Yeah, and stuff.
Exactly.
Like they added what in the China Olympics, they added like the fireworks. That was like CGI.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they added CGI fireworks. Yeah. Yep. So they can do the same thing. Today, too, dude, it was hilarious. Today, some of the officials of some of the stadiums, they lost their keys. So they had to break into their own stadium. They had like locks and had to break in to their own fucking stadium because they'd lost the keys. It's like, that's dirty.
It's like Southgate can host an Olympics then. But I'm sad, Fonz, to report that the Olympics starting tomorrow from when we're recording, we have the final installment of medal music.
Metal.
That's kind of the last time I can use that. Frank.
Not that kind of metal.
Not that kind of metal. It's not that kind of party, Frank.
Metal music. This week will be
NOLA.
NOLA.
So I think we're supposed to pick the bronze, the lambskin, the bronze, the silver, and the gold.
And the non-Zika.
And the non-Zika. The songs that remind you of the New Orleans.
Of our New Orleans.
Of our New Orleans. So when Anthony Bourdain is asking, we're telling him where to go, we're like, and you got to play this in the background.
Yeah, you got to play these songs in the background because this was our New Orleans.
Ooh, I love it.
In music.
I'm already getting hot. I'm already sweating in places I've never sweated before, dude. I'm already sweating just thinking about NOLA. NOLA's just a hot, filthy, drinkable, different colors.
You're already busting out the fucking the gold bond.
Like, yeah,
the gold bond,
dude. Out. I think like the next day, from all the places that I had spilled booze, like my shirt was like hard, like cardboard, because all the sugar in those like drinks, dude. It was incredible, dude.
So, am I gonna go first or what?
Go for it. Yeah, you go first.
Oh, damn it.
You want me to go first? Go first. All right. Here you go. Metal.
Metal music.
Lambskin. Bronze, silver, and gold. All right. So when we first got to Igor's, it was like 5 in the morning because we took a red eye, or 5, 6 in the morning. Yeah. And I remember Gil threw on Social Distortion, Story of My Life. So to me, I love Social D. And so for me, when I hear that song, I'm like, yeah, Igor's.
So New Orleans.
So New Orleans, that's like SoCal goes to New Orleans. Like, there aren't, outside of California, there aren't a lot of people that know Social Distortion, but it's like Social D went to New Orleans. That's Social cool. D is one of my favorite bands. So that's my bronze. Now my silver is Johnny B. Goode, Chuck Berry.
Oh,
because in the lyrics, deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, there lived a country boy down in the Evergreens. So when I hear that song, I actually heard it a couple days ago. I was like, that's
a good one.
That's my.
I didn't think about that.
That is really good. My silver. So what's gonna beat that? I mean, you think of the grime, you think of the sweat, you think of just like the bat wings, like you just think of just nastiness and creepy voodoo. My gold goes to I put a spell on you, screaming Jay Hawkins. I put a spell on you.
That's really good.
That is my gold, hands down, hands up.
That's pretty good. Joe, that's really good. Joe Boo.
What you got? What say you?
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Gosh, no. Okay. I mean, like
your list is solid, just, so you don't need honorable mentions.
Yeah, solid. It's solid. I got a little SoCal in there, and then I got my lyric reference and my just straight voodoo, voodoo-ness.
So, for me, I thought about like if a director was filming a documentary about our trip to New Orleans. Okay. Like, what songs would he put in the movie, right?
I like that, yeah.
In the documentary. So I was thinking about that. And So my bronze had to go. I was thinking about this for a while. I was like, my bronze has to go to tonight, DJ Quick.
Tonight is the night. That's a jam. And
it's like because he gets a drink and like he starts drinking, but he knows he's gonna feel sick. So, but he's gonna do it again all night because you know the girls are coming over. It's just he's.
But do the same old thing tonight because that's like what we just did.
That's what we did in yours. Like we did the first day, the second day, and the third day. You know, so it's like that's what came to mind. Is we're gonna do the same old thing tonight. So I was like, all right, that was my that bronze, is right? Fair
for sure. That's good.
So you know, it's a different world over there, and there's all kinds of conventions going on, and then there's like you're walking on Bourbon Street. There's all kinds of dancing. There's strip clubs. There's bars. There's drinks with handles that look like grenades and all kinds of stuff, right? So I was thinking of a Too Short, Shake That Monkey.
That's a jam.
Because you know that when that song hits in any of those places, it's going to go off. It's
going to go bananas.
It's going to go bananas. So like it's just going to be, you're going to have a really good time, you know?
Too Short is from the Bay, but he is an international player.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows Too Short.
Like if Too Short goes on Bourbon Street, it's going to, the party's going to go. Man. It's going to be crazy, right?
Yep.
So that was my bronze. I mean, that was my silver. And my gold has to go to House of the Rising Sun. The Animals. Because that's New Orleans right there. When I close my eyes and just think about New Orleans, that song comes to mind. It just goes perfectly with
There's the lyrics, the right?
House. There is a house in New Orleans. Yeah.
Called The Rising Sun. Yeah. Yeah. Damn, that's a jam, dude.
And I love that song, dude. So it fits perfectly with our documentary being filmed of New Orleans.
The 3 days in NOLA.
But I do have honorable mentions because just, you know, New Orleans is such an awesome place. And I was just thinking about someone's going to film this documentary eventually, even in cartoon form, animation. That'd be amazing.
On a napkin.
On a napkin. So my honorable mention would have to be Night Train, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's just...
Taking the flight in the night?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm on the Night Train.
Bottoms up, dude.
Yeah, so it's just like...
Fill my cup. Oh, gosh, that's a jam, dude. That already, the 7 songs that we've brought up right now would make... Someone just make a movie to put those songs in there.
Just it doesn't have to be about us. Just put those songs just in one movie. Just put those
songs in
one movie. So I could buy the soundtrack.
Exactly.
That's all I want to do. I just want to buy the soundtrack.
Exactly. Richard Linklater. Dude, come on. Dude, Dazed and Confused. Come on. Make this happen.
Oh, man.
That was your honorable mention?
Yeah, that was my honorable mention.
Sweet, dude. That is fan-freaking-tastic. Any last-minute things to report?
Oh, man.
Olympic talk. NOLA. You know we got a big show next podcast.
Oh, my God.
5-0.
50, dude. Halfway point.
Halfway point of the pilots. Maybe we'll get to the first episode. Yeah. Maybe we'll be like Grantville and then other people have subplot podcasts about our show.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe Bob Costas would talk about us one time.
Dude, Bob Costas on a pilot.
On a pilot show.
Oh, God, dude. That'd be fantastic. One can dream. One can dream. But you never know. And NOLA was fantastic. Everyone enjoy the Olympics. I can't wait to see the social media and hear about what all the scandals and everything going on because it's fun. And all the human interest stories. And, of course, U.S. of A. kicking some freaking serious arse for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, it gets a little easy when Russia gets all the Russians get kicked out. So
with the roids?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So USA, let's do this.
All right. On that note, if you're a USA Olympic athlete and you're hearing this show, why?
Get to work. Use those condoms.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call